The police in Northland say they were acting with the best intentions when unlawfully using roadblocks to gather intelligence. The police watchdog has found the officers illegally detained a woman and breached her privacy by photographing her and her partner at a checkpoint in Northland in 2019. Officers set up checkpoints near a fight night gathering to collect intelligence on the many gang members they knew would be attending. Northland Police District Commander Tony Hill admitted to our reporter Jordan Bond the practice has been happening for years.
It's been used for quite some time. And whilst this event has drawn our attention to that the stopping power being used to gather intelligence is not appropriate, I want to point out that our staff thought that they were doing exactly what they were entitled to do, and that's around the policing of organised crime groups. So whilst, yes, this has been a tactic that's been carrying on for some time, it certainly has been, we've stopped doing that now, but I want to point out that our staff were acting with genuine intent.
Okay, so you'd been breaking the law for some time. Senior officers, your lawyers, no one had pointed out that this was actually unlawful?
Well, bearing in mind that they were stopping them for a lawful purpose in terms of the policing the transport offences that they would be identifying. So the purpose of the checkpoint was to do that, but it was also being used for an add-on purpose in terms of taking photographs and gathering intelligence about an organised crime group. And I actually think the public would expect us not to break the law, but to make sure that we're very conscious of who's associating with known organised crimes groups and doing something about the damage that organised crimes groups do in society.
So, as long as you've been in Northland Police or in other policing areas, this has been happening?
Well, I can't speak for other areas, but as far as I'm aware, it's been happening since I've been here in the last 3 years.
Are there any consequences for any of the officers involved, any of the officers who ordered this to happen, or for yourself, who, as you admit, had been breaking the law for a number of years?
Well, you've got to remember, Jordan, that they thought they were doing the right thing and they had no perception that what they were doing was unlawful. So, no, there's no consequences in terms of that. But the consequences to us is that we've made sure that we're not doing this any further and that any photographs taken from this event have been destroyed. We're going back through to check if we've got any others that have been around, and we'll be destroying those as well.
That's not the justification, is it? We thought we weren't breaking the law. That doesn't apply to the public, does it?
Well, you're being very black and white about your, view of that. But our staff thought that they were operating and doing what the public wanted them to, and that's policing organised crime groups.
So what's actually changed as a result of this then, now that this has been pointed out to you that this isn't actually lawful?
Well, what's changed is we've made it very clear to our staff that the purpose of stopping powers to do one thing is entirely that. You can't use them then to carry on and do something unless it's specified in legislation or in policy.
Yeah, and I understand the intent was positive, but the police are quite a legally schooled up organisation. Not only do you have officers who have a pretty good working understanding of the law, but actual lawyers within there. Did no one realise that what you were doing was illegal?
Well, I don't think that they'd looked at it that way, Jordan. I think it's from that they saw this just as a tactic that was being deployed, and it wasn't until the IPCA that drew our attention to it that we, in hindsight, realised that that's not the purpose of what the Act was set up for.
That was Northland Police District Commander Tony Hill speaking with our reporter Jordan Bond.